T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Michael, thank you for rejoining us. We were talking about sideline heebie-jeebies and how they can just run over a team.
And how it is so incredible how even if a coach makes a decision, I'm a little bit concerned about these things, and he starts pulling back mentally, the team feels that. The team feels it. It is amazing how connected football is. You know, we talk about how interdependent and how interconnected it is play to play, because everybody has to do their job to have success. But emotionally, mentally, it's as connected. And I say to you this, I say that to say to you this. Why do you think you saw what you saw with Green Bay? Because mentally, where Aaron Rodgers was, the whole team was there, and they seemed like they were holding it over there. I just find that to be amazing, amazing. You got to be so drawn in to win at this level, in this game, in the NFL, that it's incredible. Any little smidgen of anything in anybody's mind on that sideline is like a virus in your computer.
And it might have been an on-paper coaching mismatch between the experience of Kyle Shanahan and Dan Campbell, you know, having his first debut as a head coach of the Detroit Lions. But, man, you got to give Dan Campbell some credit. When I've seen the Detroit Lions face an uphill battle and fall off that hill my entire life, they didn't fall off the hill. Tip of the cap.
They kept fighting. And that's kind of what Dan was talking about, right? They're going to do what they got to do. They're going to fight hard.
Bite kneecaps.
Bite, whatever they got to do, they're going to do it. So he was true to that form, and they were true to that form. But I never really, really worried. But they did make it a good game.
What are the tells that players get when they sense that the coach is sort of pulling back a little bit? What is it that a player sees that tips them off that, okay, this is not normal operating procedure, something's gone wrong?
You know by the play calling. You know, Kyle Shanahan is an attacker. He's an attacker. If he comes off attack mode, people start saying, oh, we pull him back. If we got a third and it's me, I'm on the sideline. I'm hoping for the third and six or the third and seven. And we get a third and six and a third and seven. And we're handing the ball off. We're draining the clock as opposed to throwing that deep, throwing that slant route. You know, I'm like, man, what's going on, coach? Like, whoa. You know what I mean? I'm certainly going to think it in my head, and I may walk up on him and whisper, what's going on, man? We could have gotten a slant in right there. You know what I mean? But teams feel that, man. It's amazing, man. That's why you have to be. To win a championship, you have to be so dialed in all the way around, mentally, physically, emotionally, everything. It just takes so much to win. That's what makes this game so great.
We know how much you like Brandon Ayuk from talking to you about him. Yesterday, he's active. He sits the whole first quarter and then plays, I think, 26 snaps without seeing a target. And the phrase, still learning to be a pro, was used in describing the situation. What do you take away from that? Because what we saw on the field last year, it's hard to imagine him not being targeted in a game.
Yeah, now, and I didn't see when you said a phrase to learn to be a pro. Who said that?
I don't know that Kyle Shanahan said it out loud, but it's something that multiple beat reporters use to describe the situation. So I'm not exactly sure if that those words exactly were used or if that's just an inference that they made.
No, you know. I can tell you. If multiple beat writers said it, that came from the coaches. Because players don't have multiple beat writers that they talk to. They may have one here and one there. One here, one over there, but they don't have multiples. If any time anybody's getting things on a bedspread where it's spread around all of the beat writers, oh yeah, that comes from that's coming from a coach, and I don't know what it is he did or what it is that's obviously got him kind of in the doghouse, but I'm sure they'll work his way out. It's okay. You can do that with Detroit. It's so funny. That is Detroit too, because you know. Let me just, one time I missed the bus, I missed the plane ride, and we were headed to Detroit to go play the Detroit Lions, and I overslept, and the plane, we're leaving like 10:30 in the morning. I pulled up at 10:31, and I'm waving, and coach, let's go. I'm literally running behind the plane. The plane really take it all like wait, and they took off anyway. I get there, coach was so hot. I had to take my own flight there. I get there, he was so hot, he was so mad. He met me right in the hall. You know, my leader, my team. I just go, you can't make these mistakes. It's just a bad signal. It's just a bad thing for everything. He said, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you, heaven, and you will not start the game. So I said, coach, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to start the game. We start the game. I'm sitting right next to Jimmy Johnson at the start of the game on the sideline because I'm not started. We run one play, and then I can hear Norv in the headset, Jimmy, can you sit him in the game now? Is that enough? Is that enough punishment? You know, so after one play, I'm looking at Coach Ray to sit me in the game, and he did sit me in. Maybe it was two plays he sit me in the game. But he, you can do that with Detroit. Trust me, if you were saying Seattle or somebody else, maybe you work with them a little bit better. But learning to be a pro is something. That means you got to understand that it's not just about you. You got to be there on time. You got to do what you got to do. You got to follow the rules. But when anybody breaks the rules, it breaks down everything. That's what I'm talking about. Even the feeling on the sideline, it breaks down everything. So yeah, you got to get them right. There's a great talent. But you got to make sure you understand that you're part of a team and not an individual.
We're so happy to have Michael Irvin on our team each and every week talking football. And Jimmy Garoppolo had himself a really good game yesterday, throwing for over 300 yards. He was in total control when he was in there. Trey Lance did come in, threw a touchdown pass in his very first NFL pass. That's a nice start for him. But to get into Garoppolo's mindset, what do you think it really is like for him to get pulled after he gets the team into the red zone?
I have to imagine, and I've heard Jimmy talk about this, and you know, he talks about it's not the easiest thing in the world, but the greatest thing is the great communication that he has with Cal and with John. About where the team is and what they're trying to do. And that says a great thing. That says a great thing because, honestly, we're all competitors. We're all competitors. So, yeah, I understand what you're trying to do. And it's a team. I'll capitulate. I'll do what you say that we need to do. But it doesn't mean that it didn't light a fire under my butt. You know what I mean? It lit a fire under Jimmy G. Jimmy G, now you got that dude right there. You know they didn't give up all of those draft choices, and they did not make that pick to let that kid sit there the whole while. You know that. So Jimmy G knows he has to step up his game, either to hold on to his job or make sure he has another job waiting on him when he does leave.
What did you see from the Lions yesterday that was different than standard Lions behavior? What stood out to you?
We just talked about it because they kept fighting. You know, they kept fighting. Now, I've seen, and I know we joked about Dan Campbell, bite him on the kneecap, bite him on the calf, or whatever you got to do. But there was still some fight in there that kept that game going. They kept you interested, like, oh, my God, we can't rest here. So I think that's a step in the right direction. You know what I mean? That's a step in the right direction. What it almost may have said that, you know, that Matt Patricia stuff, they're bringing on the Bill Belichick stuff, and, you know, maybe they were also tired of that and wanted to be a little more loose and have a little more fun and have a little more fight, because I did see that fight in them yesterday. Now, that's not to say that I believe they're going anywhere. It's not to say I believe they're going anywhere, because I don't believe they're going anywhere, but I did see a little more fight in.
Obviously, we've talked about the cornerback depth issues for this team, and yesterday they lost their best corner in Jason Verrett, which just stinks on a number of levels. Today they add Dre Kirkpatrick, who obviously isn't that great if he was on the street, but at least has some starting experience. Are you worried enough at this point, and especially looking at the wide receivers in the division with Hopkins on Arizona and what Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf can do in Seattle? Obviously, we saw the Rams last night. Are you worried enough that if you're the Niners, you'd think about trying to go and trade for somebody instead of just picking up whoever you can that's unsigned?
Boy, that's a great question. And the Niners win so much with those guys up front. Here, Dre Kirkpatrick again is a veteran who could play. Who could play? Dre Kirkpatrick was a very good player. You never know what happens with people at other spots. You know, sometimes it's ability, but sometimes it's personalities and attitude that don't mesh. And if that personality attitude isn't right, then you continue to bounce around in the NFL as if you're playing basketball until you connect with the right kind of situation. You know what I mean? And San Francisco is the right kind of situation. You know, you got a head coach that's been around ball all his life. You got a GM that's a Hall of Fame football player. You know, players can come there and feel a little more safe about being in the right situation and even try to revive somewhat of a career. So that cornerback is a tricky thing because you can lose a little speed and still be a good corner if you're playing the game shoulders up and not just shoulders down with your physical capabilities, the way you see the game, how well you know the game, how well you know how to study film. Can I pick up tendencies? When he's 1 yard outside of the number, he's running this route, or this route. So now I can cut down the possibilities and cut down his opportunities. All of those things. So it's a very fine line when you start talking about a cornerback going from a Pro Bowl corner to being on the streets. And Dre Kirkpatrick, he didn't forget how to play.
Michael, we've already talked about how it was a rough day for Brandon Ayuk in terms of how he was involved. Debo Samuel, the other end of that spectrum. He was as involved as he could be. 9 catches, 189 yards, the huge touchdown. That's the young man's best game. When you had your definite in your career first best game, how much did that motivate you to go out there, do it again, do it again, do it again? It feels like we might have hit a watershed moment for that young man yesterday.
Yeah, and I would have loved to just been hanging out with him after that kind of a game. You know what I mean? I always tell people, it's so funny. Man, best, I think, yards game I had was like 210 yards, I think. Against Arizona, 3 touchdowns, 210 yards. And you think, wow, he's going to sleep well tonight. I didn't sleep a wink. Not one damn wink. Because all I was thinking about is, man, if I had called this one, man, I could have had 300 yards. You see what I mean? 210 ain't even enough. And I guarantee you, that's what he was thinking. Man, 189. Man, I only need another 11 yards. I could have got 200. If I could be on this side of that. You know what? That's the kind of thing that your mind swims on all night long. That's when I learned. It doesn't matter if you play great or if you play poorly. You're going to be up all night long with the mind. If you really care, if it's your real life, it's not that you playing because you like the lifestyle, because if you're playing because it's your life, It's what it is. You're not going to rest. You would think, boy, people, well, I knew he slept like a baby last night. I guarantee you, on the contrary, he thought about each and every play that he left out there, and he could have set a mark. And it also says, I got more in me. See, that's why you're thinking about, darn, I did it, man. I got more in me, man. I could produce more than that, and that's a good thing.
Irrespective of Deebo Samuel, just as a general rule, what can you take away from the first week of any season that you can rely on at any point later in the year? I guess what I'm asking is, how much do you trust a result from week one in the course of a season?
I trust it. I trust it because it says what we've been working on prior to week one. I talked to you about Green Bay. I'm telling you, the main Green Bay has been thinking about what's went on in the offseason as opposed to preparing for what they had going on this season. You see what I mean? You have to set your mind. That's why you hear people say all the time, you know, man, once you start thinking about retirement in this league, you're done. Because your mind is not set. You're thinking about retirement and what it causes, what's required to have success in this game. You can't be a smidgen in and a smidgen out, halfway in, halfway out. You got to be all the way in, period. It takes too much out of you, so you have to be all the way in. So I take something away from that. You didn't prepare yourself. You knew this week one was coming. How badly do you really want a championship this year if you didn't prepare yourself and you stepped up here in week one and looked like that?
Michael, week one ends in Vegas, and we got to run here fast. But I got to ask you, I was really surprised to hear that Lamar Jackson wants to represent himself, and in doing so has spent so much time on the football field, he has not secured the bag. Would you please call this young man and tell him to get the bag?
Yeah, and especially with the way you play, with the way he plays. It's not like he's dropping 3-5-7 and throwing the ball. He's putting his body in harm's way all the time. So, yeah, if anybody is sitting there talking to him, they should tell him, get that bag, get the bag, and then you can do all that stuff on the next contract.
You're the man, Michael. Thank you so very much.
All right, guys, let's watch some Monday Night Football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today. It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.